Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Davis Angus invites you to their 2017 Value Genetics Annual Bull and Heifer Sale, Saturday, March 4th at the Clinton, Oklahoma Livestock Market. 88 bulls will be offered, with 48 of them with low birth weight EPDs suitable for breeding heifers. They will also be offering 10 open registered females and 30 commercial heifers. Jim and Debbie invite you to check out their sale book and videos of the bulls on their website, davisangus.com. For more information, call Jim at 580-331-8036.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Cattle futures today were stronger, $1.85 higher than the March feeders, 123.55. April down $1.70. Live cattle higher as well. February, which expire tomorrow, 125.40, closed near their high, up $1.65. A really good, strong trade following Friday's meltdown. The market did bounce back after closing under so much pressure. We had an on-feed report yesterday afternoon, which showed an on-feed number right in line with the estimates. On-feed was 101. The estimate was also 101. That's 10.782 million head. A little bit higher than last year, but still 101%. Placements were 111, where the estimate was also 111. And then marketed 110, where the estimate was 110. So cattle on feed numbers were exactly like they were forecasted, without any big major changes. But before that, Friday, the market did fall apart, and it was good to see the market rebound here today. And then midday box beef prices, choice back above 200 at 201.06, up 210. Select $1.61 higher, 197.09. Choice select spreads 397. There's 46 loads traded today at midday. So box beef's come back over $11, and that's really a welcome sight here, and really helping this cattle market out.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Mixed grains today, we had beans come back at the very end to close settled unchanged here. November up a half, 10.07.5. Corn down 1.5 to 2 cents, and then the Chicago wheat down 8 to 8.5. Kansas City a disappointing 9.25 cents lower, down to 4.69.25. And we did have exports this morning at 10 a.m. Wheat was 537,000 metric tons, where the estimates were 350 to 550. Corn 1.461, higher than the expected 900 to 1.2. Beans 705,000, the low below the 750 to 1 million metric tons expected. So a neutral wheat, bullish corn, and bearish soybeans for the first time in a while. Market didn't really react that way, but that's what the export numbers look like. And then the cotton here, May cotton was down 47 to 76.10, about 100 off the highs here. A lot of anticipation on what the acres are going to look like. The anticipated number is 11 million acres, which seems like a lot. We've talked about how much Oklahoma and Texas are going to increase, but there are other parts of the United States, in the southeast particularly, that are going to decrease acres. So 11 million acres is actually below the long-term averages here. And back in 95, we had nearly 17 million acres. And just a couple years ago, we had nearly 15 million acres. So we're going to have a lot of acres, but 11 million is really just about average.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.